Sydney, Montana. So with that, Kapindra, I'll turn it over to you.
This is a study done in the dryland cropping system in Montana, eastern Montana. And the conventional tillage and the wheat fallow system used to be a conventional practice system where we have got lots of dry organic matter and nitrogen is being lost during the last 50 to 100 years. And we have had some success in using no tillage practices in conserving our soil organic matter, and we have been able to grow continuous cropping and do some conserve some nitrogen. But we want to use some more crop rotation system so that we can reduce our nitrogen fertilization rate, and we can use some legumes in the cropping system so that we can increase nitrogen use efficiency and then reduce some of the other process of nitrogen loss by leaching, volatilization, and greenhouse gas emissions. So we have used different kinds of management systems, tillage, crop rotation, and cultural practices to see if we can conserve some of the nitrogen and we can reduce nitrogen fertilization rate and also reduce the rate of the loss. So in this system then, what does it do? That we have tried to look at the effect, what happens if the nitrogen being added from the crop residue, what happens to that in the soil surface and then in the soil systems and in the different fractions of nitrogen total nitrogen fraction and the labile fractions, non-labile fractions, available fractions, and those kind of stuff. So the objective of our study is to evaluate this effect of tillage, crop rotation, and cultural practices on crop biomass nitrogen, soil surface residue nitrogen, and then soil nitrogen fractions, different kinds of labile and non-labile fractions at the from 2004 to 2007 in eastern Montana. And then we also took the soil samples during the spring, during the fall of 2007 and the spring of 2008, and we want to see what kind of changes does it occur if we took the soil sample in the spring and in the fall, and what happens in the case of these nitrogen fractions. So the treatments includes two kinds of tillage. There's conventional tillage, CT, and no tillage, NT. And there are two crop rotations. There's a continuous spring wheat and a four-year rotation of spring wheat, barley hay, corn, and pea. Now, this rotation is conducted in such a way that we want to conserve the water. We want to have a high water consuming crops versus a low water consuming crops. For example, spring wheat needs a lot of lots of soil water. But when you do the hay, then hay biomass is harvested earlier, so it will conserve some of the water. And then when we put the corn on the next one, so we'll have enough available water on that rotation. And then when we do the pea also requires a less soil water and also added the nitrogen as a legume. So we want to see what happens with this soil water and the nitrogen if we have this type of crop rotations. And then there are two kinds of cultural practices. We have got the regular is the conventional system, and then the modified, what we call, is the ecological system. The regular system is just the conventional kinds of seed rates with conventional planting spacing, conventional planting date, broadcast nitrogen fertilization, and reduced stubble height. The ecological or the modified system is to delayed variable seed rates, delayed planting, variable plant spacing, band-aid nitrogen fertilization, and increased stubble height. The reasons for doing this delayed seeding is we can control the weeds. So if you can see, you can catch some of the soil snow by increasing the stubble heights for conserving the soil water, and also see if we can reduce the nitrogen fertilization. So here are some of the description of the cultural practices that we have used for the regular and ecological. And this, it depends on the types of the crops in the rotation. For example, we have got for the spring wheat. In case of regular and ecological, you can see the seeding rate is increased. For the regular is from there to ecological, from almost all crops, we use higher seed rate. for the nitrogen fertilizer, you can see again broadcast versus banded. Broadcast banded. So it depends on, except the corn where it is all banded. But you can see these nitrogen fertilizer has been, method has been changed. The planting date again has been changed, especially for the spring wheat, by almost a month. Early April versus early May, to see if we can by postponing the planting by 1 month, we want to see if we can control the weeds. All those weeds that germinate early can be killed by spraying Roundup, and then that way, if we plant the late, see if to see if these weeds are controlled. And then again, the stubble heights are in different heights, 20 to 30 centimeters. Especially in the spring wheat system. Now the soil parameters that I want to talk is about all these different kinds of soil labels. This is soil total nitrogen for a non-labile portion, then particle organic nitrogen, potential nitrogen mineralization, microbial biomass nitrogen, which are called the active fractions of nitrogen, and particle organic matter is considered as a mobile intermediate fraction between those this total nitrogen and these active fractions, and then in ammonium and nitrate as a labile fractions. Now you can see these are rotation, and you can see these two planting spaces. This is early planting versus delayed planting of spring wheat. This is a pea over here in the rotation. This is a barley hay, and this is the corn. So you can see all those different crops in the rotation system. Now this is the amount of precipitation during the growing season, from starting from April to May in 2004 to 2007, and then the normal, and this varies. Especially, we have got big rain in 2004, 2005, especially in the this May is the critical time period. May and June is the critical time period for the plant biomass to plant to grow, so this rainfall makes a lot of difference in terms of the rain. And as a result, you see this crop biomass nitrogen, 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007. There is a significant effect of these two crop rotation systems, and you can see this rotation system has higher biomass yield in 2004 and 2005, but it's in 2006 and 2007, they were not significantly different. Now the reason for the higher biomass in the rotation is because the corn was growing well in these 2 years. Then after that, the corn did not grow very well. That's why there was no difference between the two rotation systems, 2006 and 2007. When you look at the amount of nitrogen left over in the surface residue, when the biomass residue that decomposed into the soil, and then this is the amount of nitrogen left over in the residue at the soil surface. You see there is no difference between regular, this is a regular and ecological cultural practices, no difference in the end, no tillage, but there is a difference in the conventional tillage. Although these two are not different, but when you take together this interaction system, no tillage usually have a higher amount of residue nitrogen compared with a conventional tillage. That's because, again, this conventional tillage incorporates the residue into the soil, so that's why we saw those residue nitrogen. Regards the soil total nitrogen, you can see there is no effect on the surface layers, 0 to 5 and 5 to 10 centimeter, but if you do this with the 10 to 20 centimeter layer, we do have a higher nitrogen, total nitrogen in the no-till with the regular practice, NTR. So NTR, so the ecological practice did not conserve the nitrogen, actually. That's because I think that there is lots of mineralization going on if we delay it by planting by 1 month. So the regular practices with a no-till seems to conserve the nitrogen, especially in the subsurface layer. And as a result, we did have the same kind of effect when you take the whole soil depth from 0 to 20 centimeter. When you look at the particulate organic nitrogen, this is the nitrogen in the coarse organic matter. And you can see there is an interaction between the crop rotation and the cultural practices. In the surface layer, 0 to 5 centimeter, there is no effect. But again, the conventional wheat, continuous wheat with the regular practice, try to conserve a higher amount of nitrogen. So the rotation is actually not doing very well in conserving this nitrogen. I think because the rotation, we have got the barley hay system where you remove the biomass with the hay. But in case of continuous wheat, we are continuously adding the wheat biomass. And then the corn, in some years it grow well, and in some years it didn't grow very well. So that's why we are seeing a higher amount of particulate organic nitrogen with this continuous wheat with the regular cultural practices. When you look at the microbial biomass nitrogen, again, there is no significant difference, 0 to 5 and 5 to 10, but in the 10 to 20 centimeters, so this is similar to the soil total nitrogen. Again, we have this no-till with the regular cultural practices. No-till with the regular practices tend to have a higher microbial biomass nitrogen. But when you use the conventional till with the ecological practices over here, they start to decline. See? So the conventional tillage will decline, and followed by, if you follow these ecological practices, because of higher continuous mineralization, I think it try to go down. In terms of potential nitrogen mineralization, you can see, again, there is a effect of regular and ecological cultural practices. At the surface layer, there is no significant difference. But if you go to the subsurface layer, they try to decline. So the regular practices tend to have a higher nitrogen mineralization compared with the ecological practices. So when you delayed your planting by almost 1 year, almost all those nitrogen fractions start to decline. In terms of this ammonium nitrate nitrogen at the 0 to 20 centimeter depth layer, there was too much data, so I didn't show the data for the surface layer, but this is just the whole soil layer. And you can see there is an interaction between the tillage, crop rotation, and the cultural practices. But if you see this no-till versus conventional till, you see again with this continuous wheat with the regular practices, there is a higher level of ammonium nitrogen in the no-till, and then they start to decline. But when you do the conventional tillage, as the residues are incorporated into the soil, then there are some rotation effect with the regular cultural practices. So regular cultural practices seems to have a higher what this available nitrogen, but when you do the ecological practices, every fraction of nitrogen, they start to decline. But if you look at the nitrate nitrogen, look over here, this conventional tillage tends to have a higher nitrate nitrogen because of the mineralization. The more mineralization we do have, this conventional tillage, with the regular cultural practices, because of the residue incorporation, tend to have a higher nitrogen. Now, when you take the samples in the 2007 autumn and 2008 spring, we try to see how much of that nitrogen fraction would remain. And you can see almost all the factors. The surface residue nitrogen, within a six-month period during the winter time, all of these factors, they try to decline significantly, except the nitrogen mineralization, which is increased. So, and there also the nitrate nitrogen. You see, there is it's not significantly different, but there is slight increase over there. Other than that, there's all other factors, even those ammonium nitrogen start to decline. So that means there is a substantial amount of mineralization going on during the winter period. So if you want to take a soil samples, I think what this shows that for nitrogen tests, or for organic carbon or soil augmentation, the soil sampling has to be done at the same time of the year. But if you want to do a soil test for the nitrogen, we can do either in the fall or in the spring. It doesn't make much difference. in terms of nitrate nitrogen. So the conclusion are then that the the crop biomass nitrogen seems to be higher in diversified crop rotation than in monocropping. But nitrogen in surface residue and soil can be increased by using no tillage with the regular cultural practices compared to the conventional tillage with the ecological practice. Soil nitrogen mineralization can also be increased by using no tillage with the regular cultural practice, but nitrogen availability can be increased by conventional tillage. So if we want to increase the nitrate nitrogen, we can use the conventional tillage because it increases mineralization. And then because of the lack of nitrogen input, if we start to do the soil sampling, all those nitrogen factors start to decline from fall to the spring. But if we do the for nitrogen test for the following crops, we can do the sampling that either in the fall or in the spring. So that's the end of my results.